The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 16th Chapter, Text Number 8, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on January 5th, 1974, in Los Angeles.
Translation: as long as Yamaraja, who causes everyone's death, is present here, no one shall meet with death. The great sages have invited the controller of death, Yamaraja, who is the representative of the Lord. Living beings who are under his grip should take advantage by hearing the deathless nectar in the form of this narration of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord.
Yamaraj is the representative of the Lord. Just like the police chief, the superintendent or what? Commissioner. Commissioner of police. He is representative of government. So the police department is fearful department for the criminals, not for the law-abiding persons. Similarly, Yamaraj is the superintendent of death. Death is certainly cruel. At any moment, death can stop all our activities. Nobody can protest. That is not possible. So, and nobody wants death also. That is also fact. But nobody can stop death also. The so-called scientific advancement, they cannot stop death. You can talk all kinds of nonsense about advancement of life, but after all, you have to die. Big scientists, professors, they talk so many things, but when death came, you could not save him by his scientific process. Because death is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Who can check? Therefore, the Lord's name is Ajita. Ajita. Ajita means one he is never conquered by any other means. Sarat, self-independent. These are the words used. Sarat. Sarat means fully independent. Nobody can make him dependent. That is Krishna, that is God. Everyone is dependent, but Krishna is not dependent. That is called Sarat. So, Maharaj, Yamaraj is representative. There are 12 recognized representatives of God. We have many times cited this verse. Swayambhu, Brahma, Lord Brahma is representative. And Narad, great sage Narad, he is the representative. Shambhu, Lord Shiva, he is the representative. Kapila, Kapildev, he is also the representative. Kumara, the four Kumaras, son of Sanat Kumar. And Mano, Vaivasvata Manu. This is the age of Vaivasvata Manu. Manu received the transcendental knowledge from his father, Vivasan, the sun god. So, and Prahlad Maharaj is also representative of God. Prahlad, Janak, King Janak, father of Sita Devi. or father-in-law of Lord Ramchandra. He is also representative. Grihastha. The Janakaraja is Grihastha, householder. Narada is Brahmachari. Lord Brahma is also Grihastha. Lord Shiva is also Grihastha. Kumara, Brahmachari. Kopila, Brahmachari. So, there are many. Jamaraj is also Grihastha. Sukadev Goswami is Brahmachari. So, it doesn't matter whether one is Brahmachari or householder or sannyasi. He must try to become confidential servant of the Lord. Then he becomes the representative of God, Krishna. So Jamaraj is a great devotee, Vaishnava. We should not be afraid of Jamaraj. Those who are devotees, they are, Jamaraj says, that I offered them respect by obeisances. He advised his messengers that don't go to my devotees. They are to be offered respect by me. You go to persons who are reluctant to chant Hare Krishna mantra. You go there and bring them here for judgment. The Christian also believe the day of judgment. The judgment is given by Jamaraj. But who goes to his court for judgment? The criminals, those who are not devotees, those who are not Krishna conscious, they go to the court of Jamaraj. So in other words, it is the duty of the Jamaraj to see that everyone is becoming Krishna conscious. That is his duty. Just as the police department's duty is to see that everyone is law-abiding, acting according to the law of the state. Police is not anyone's enemy. He is enemy to the criminals, not to the law-abiding citizens. I have seen it, personal experience. In one of my friend's house there was a burglary. The police inquiry was there. So we are going in another's house, the police man and we also. So we saw in distant place a few men were fleeing. They were going away, hastily running away. So I inquired the police, why these people are running away? So he answered, you do not know, Babaji, that they are criminals. Because we are passing, they are thinking now the police is coming to arrest us. Although there is no purpose, how one can arrest? But they are culprit mind is always suspicious. Because they are culprit, criminals, as soon as they saw the policeman is coming, they began to go away, run away. So Jamaraj is not to be afraid by the devotees. This is the purpose. And it is the Jamaraj's duty to see that these rascals who have forgotten Krishna or God and come here to enjoy material sense gratification, they must be punished because material sense gratification is always sinful. We may create so many artificial laws, this is good and this is bad. Just like in your country, drinking is good. And in some other country, drinking is bad. In your country, meat eating is no offense. But in the Vedic civilization, meat eating is one of the foremost sinful activity. So, here the so-called good and bad, they are all mental creation. Otherwise, everything is bad, nothing good. Here only goodness is to become Krishna conscious. Otherwise everything is bad. So-called ethics, morality, and law, and good and bad, they're all rascals. It has no meaning. Because they're punishable. They can avoid the punishment of the law of the state. It's like in the government in every state, there is some punishment if one kills another living entity, another man, not living entity. There is punishment. The law punishes. If you kill somebody, if you commit murder, then you will be punished. This is punishable. But because it is man-made law, that it is defective. A man is a living entity, and a cow is also a living entity. Why this discrimination? That if a man is murdered or killed, that the murderer must be punished. But that law is not permissible in God's law. In God's law, either you kill a man or you kill an ant, you are punishable. You are punishable. You cannot have this. Because in the eyes of God, the Brahma, Lord Brahma, and a small ant, they are all sons of God. Sarvajuni shukontiya sambhavanti murtayaja. Tasana mahajani brahma ahama bijapudapita. Krishna says like this, I am their father. To whom? Sarvajonishu, in all species of life, beginning from Brahma down to the ant. So, if you kill your brother, say, who is not important, will your father approve? Oh, you have done nice. You are very nice son. You are earning millions of dollars. And this man is useless, this boy. So you have killed. It is very nice. No, father will never tolerate. To the father, the useless son and the earning son, both are equal in affection. So therefore, it is the duty of the elderly son, those are advanced, not to kill the insufficient son, but to give them education of Krishna consciousness. This is the duty. It is not that because this living entity is useless and killing. You can kill, but he will be implicated, therefore the Jamaraj is there. Jamaraj's business is to see how much sinful this living entity is, and he is offered a similar body. Karmana daiva netrena. You will be judged after your death, every one of us. Of course, if we take Krishna consciousness seriously, then the path is automatic. Automatically, you go back to home, back to God. There is no question of judgment. Judgment is for the criminals, the rascals who are not Krishna conscious. But if you become Krishna conscious, even if you cannot finish the job in this life, even if you fall, still you will be given another chance of human body. To begin where you ended. To begin from the point where you fell down. Sarvam api yasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. If you have taken to Krishna consciousness, try to execute it very seriously. Means to follow the rules and regulations and chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Five things. No illicit sex. No gambling, no meat eating, We don't prohibit sex, but illicit sex is more sinful. More sinful. Unfortunately, they are so rascals, one sex to another, another sex to another, another sex. That is Maya's illusion in flesh. But if you stick to Krishna, Māmi vaja prapadyante, māyāmi tāṁ taranti. If you catch up Krishna's lotus feet very tightly, then you will not fall down. But if you make a show of so-called brahmachari, so-called grihastha, so-called sannyasi, then you will fall down. We are experiencing that. Then you must fall down. Krishna will not tolerate a defaulter, a pseudo-devotee. Maya is very strong. Immediately cut her. Come on. Why you are here? Why you are in this society? Get out. That is Yamaraj's duty. But if you remain in Krishna consciousness, Yamaraj will not touch you. Your death is stopped from the point where you begin Krishna consciousness. Your death is stopped. Nobody is prepared to die. That is a fact. You may say, I may say, no, I am not afraid of death. And that is another rascaldom. Everyone is afraid of death. And nobody wants to die. That is a fact. But if you are serious about that thing, that I shall stop my process of death, dying process, then it is Krishna consciousness. Therefore it is advised. Aho niloke pieta horirilam mritam vachaha. Oh, the human society, you have got this body. Just go on drinking the nectarine of Krishna katha. It is advised here. Aho niloke. Especially it has been advised in the niloke, the human society. It is not addressed to the dog loke or cat loke. They cannot. They have no capacity. Therefore it has been niloke. Nayang deho deho bhajang niloke. Another verse in the fifth canto. Nayang deho deho bhajang niloke. Kastan kaman arhati birbhujangji. These are the Bhagavad. There is no comparison, there is no literature throughout the universe like Srimad Bhagavad. There is no comparison, there is no competition. Every word is for the good of the human society. Every word, each and every one. Therefore, we stress so much in the book distribution. Somehow or other, if the book goes in one's hand, he'll be benefited. At least you will see, they have taken so much price. Let me see what is there. If he reads one sloka, his life will be successful. If he reads one sloka, one word, this is such nice things. Therefore, you are stressing so much. Please distribute book, distribute book, distribute book. Get our mridanga. We are chanting, playing our mridanga. It is hard within this room or little more. But this mridanga will go home to home, country to country, community to community. This mridanga. So, it is advised that niloke, niloke means the human form of body. In the human society, we don't discard that this American society or this is European society, this is Indian society. No! All human beings. All human beings. It doesn't matter what he is. All human beings. What to speak of civilized men. Even uncivilized. Anarja. They are also described in the Bhagavad. Kirat hunand pulind pukkasa abhira sambha javana khasada. These names are there. Kirat. Kirata means the black, the Africans. They are called Kirata. Kirata Huna Andhra. Huna, the nation or the community on the North Pole, above Russian, German, they are called Huno. There are so many we do not know. Khasadaya, the Mongolians. Khasadaya means who does not grow sufficiently moustaches and beard. This Mongolian group. Hirata Hunanda Pulinda Pukkasa Abhira Sumbha Javana Khasadaya. Javana, the malicious Javanas means those who are Mahamedians and others. So, they are also included. Niloke, because it is Niloke, everywhere me. And superficially, externally, there may be this nation is better than that nation. That is fact. The Aryans and non-Aryans, there are division. Civilized, non-civilized, educated, non-educated, cultured, non-cultured, black, white, this and that. There are externally this, but that distinction is of the body. But a spirit soul is not this body. He is spirit. That quality is one. There is no such distinction. This is better, this is lower, this is black, this is white, this is civilized. In the spirit soul platform, everyone is one. One. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu. Sama. Samata. Samata means equality. Where? Brahma bhuta prasannatma. When one is self-realized, aham brahmasmi. I am not this body. I am not Christian. I am not Hindu. I am not black. I am not white. I am not fat. I am not thin. I am Brahma. Brahmasmi. That is called Brahma. I am spirit soul. Part and parcel of God. My only business is to serve God. Because I am part and parcel of God. Just like I have given several times, the part and parcel of my body is this finger. What is the duty? To serve the whole body. I ask the finger, come here, immediately. Do this. Yes? Natural. If I am part and parcel of God, then my only duty is to serve God. That's all. I have no other duty. That is Brahma Bhuta. It is very simple thing. Not that by becoming Brahma Bhuta, one gets four legs and one dozen hands. No. The hand is there, the leg is there, the mouth is there, everything is there. When it is purified, that these hands, legs are meant for serving Krishna, that is called Brahma Bhuta. That is Brahma Bhuta. Not that Brahma Bhuta means I become nirakar. No form. The Mayavadi philosophy, the thing like that, something different. Because this is not Brahma. This is asa. Brahma sattva jaganvita. This world is false. Therefore, Brahma realization means that something opposite must be there. In the Maya, everything is variety. So Brahma must be without variety. This is also material conception. Because he is thinking like that. But my thinking, if I am in Maya, so whatever I am thinking, that is also Maya. But these rascals, they do not understand that. They do not understand that. I am thinking that Brahma must be opposite of these varieties. Therefore, Brahma must be impersonal. But what is the conclusion? The conclusion, he is thinking. He is thinking like that. But real Brahma, Parabrahma, Krishna is not impersonal. He does not say that I am impersonal. But these rascals say that God is impersonal. So this kind of thinking by the person who is in Maya, that is also Maya. Therefore they are called Mayavadi. Mayavadi means all that philosophy is also Maya. It has no meaning. Therefore they are Mayavadi. They are handling something in the Maya. Therefore, they are called Mayavadi. So, here it is said that Niloke, in this human form of body, is advising, Aho nilaki piyeta parilam nitang vachaha. This is advice. Those who are born in the human society, they should join this Krishna consciousness movement, where simply Hari Lila Amrita Vacha. There is no other business. What is our business here? Constantly, 24 hours, we are engaged in Hari Lila Amrita Vacha. That's all. And so long you are engaged in Hari Lila Amrita Vacha, there is no question of death. There is no question of death. Then if you say, we are seeing that devotees are dying. Yes, but death has been stopped. Then still why is dying? He is not dying. He is going back to home, back to God. Taktadeham punarjanmanaiti, mameti, kauntiyo. Taktadeham. He has given up this body. But he is not going to accept anymore a body like this. Then, Mamema is coming to me. What is that Mamema? Jadgatyana nivartanti taddhama paramam. If you go somehow or other to Krishna, he'll never come back. So, mrityu, death is stopped. As soon as you take Krishna consciousness very seriously, immediately, from that moment, as soon as you are initiated, you promise before the spiritual master, yes, I am initiated, I shall act like this. And if you follow, then your death is stopped from that point. No more death. No more death. Simply an official business, just like you sleep. And again, similarly, a devotee's death is like that. It is like sleeping, and next moment in the spiritual kingdom. Immediately. When we'll rise, we'll see that I am Krishna, I am with Krishna. This is the fact. So don't fall down. Don't be childish. Yes, I have promised, before spiritual master, before Krishna, before fire. All right, that's all right. Let me break. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't lose this opportunity. You are now on the point of deathlessness. But if you again commit, bhajan apakkautho patittatu jadi, there is chance. If your execution of devotional service is not going perfectly, then there is chance of fall down. So, the devotional service is so nice that even if you fall down, there is not very great loss. Great loss means you get human body, not an animal body. That is stated in the book. Yoga bhrashta sanjayat. Suchinang simatangehi. Yoga bhrashta. One who has fallen down from the bhakti yoga. Where does he go? Suchinang simatangehi. In the house of very rich man and in the house of nice Vaishnava Brahman. This is the opportunity. This is first class opportunity. If you take your bath in the house of a Vaishnava Brahmana, just like these children are taking birth, father and mother, Vaishnava, they are very fortunate. They are not ordinary children. Otherwise, they would not have gotten this chance of chanting and dancing before deity and Vaishnava. They are not ordinary children. The parent must take care, very good care, that they may not fall down. They have got the chance. Now, train them to complete this Krishna consciousness. That is the duty of father. Thank you very much.